City, connected with the world. Here's Tom Sullivan.
Well, here we are. Happy Friday to you on this 22nd day of June, 2018. My name is Tom Sullivan. And I don't know if I'm treading on dangerous turf here. Now, why not? I'm barking at people calling about the Constitution, and they don't even know what it says. But because I know the Melania jacket, well, I know that we are probably not supposed to talk about that, right? Don't say anything about it. I mean, it's whatever it is. Because her press office said there's nothing to this. There's nothing to the jacket. And I'm not trying to make a political thing out of this. I'm going, what's with it? I don't understand. Of course, you see people walking down the street all the time with T-shirts that say, you know, all kinds of things. Some of it a little bit raunchy, but it's always, I read people's T-shirts. So I get that. People wear T-shirts and they have messages on them. Some of them are funny. Some of them are commercial. Some of them are out there. But I don't understand. Help me with the fashion part of this, because Melania Trump, oh my gosh, she is so fashionable, and I mean, she doesn't put anything on without thinking about what it is that she is putting on. And she went down to McAllen, Texas, and she's there with the children, the immigrant children, visiting with them. Reaching out as somebody. I mean, she already had put out, along with the other first ladies, kind of an excoriating message earlier in the week about, hey, what are you doing? Separating families. So I think it's fair to say she was not on the same page with the hubby. So she goes down there, and that's all great. Nobody knew that. I mean, I'm sure somebody knew down there, but it looked like it was kind of put together at the last minute. And I don't know whether that was her idea to go or whether it was her people's idea to go. But I don't understand. I don't think I've ever seen anybody walking down the street with a jacket with great big giant letters on it. I'm not sure. It said, I really don't care. Do you? Who was that message to? Because she obviously meant it as a message. She had the jacket on when she left Washington, when she climbed up the stairs up to the airplane. She had the jacket on. When she got to Texas, she took the jacket off and she put on a yellow jacket, went around to the facilities where the children were, and then when she got back to the airport, somehow she switched back again to, she wore the jacket. She wore it yesterday when she got back to Washington. She not only wore it at the airport, but one of the things that apparently she never, ever, ever walks the colonnade, as they call it, it's out by the Rose Garden, and the colonnade is where they have the big pillars, and you walk along, and it leads to the Oval Office. Well, the First Lady has her office, always has had her office, with the exception of, I believe, Hillary had hers in the West Wing, but otherwise, it's all in the East Wing of the White House. So she goes out of the East Wing, walks the colonnade. Reporters are all there seeing her walking along with this jacket on, saying, I really don't care. Do you? So her spokeswoman said, it's just a jacket. There were no hidden messages. After today's important visit to Texas, I hope the media is not going to choose to focus on her wardrobe. Well, I did not yesterday. Yesterday, we focused on the fact that the kids and she was there and all the things that were going on at this shelter. But I'm just baffled by it. So I don't know if you are, but I know it would only be a guess. I know it's speculation. But what did that mean? I really don't care, do you? She obviously paraded it so that everybody would see it. She knew it would be photographed. She's very careful about everything that she puts on. I'm not being critical of Melania. I'm curious about what that means. And I'm curious about who do you think the message was for? It wasn't for the kids, because she took it off before she got to where the kids were. She put it on before she got there. She put it on after she went there. She put it on when she walked into the Oval Office down the colonnade. Do you have any idea? So the president, First Lady spokeswoman said there was no hidden message. It's just a jacket. But then the president tweeted that the slogan written on the back of Melania's jacket refers to the fake news media, adding, Melania has learned how dishonest they are, and she truly no longer cares. So, was it meant for the media? Was it meant for who? Was it meant... I'll let you speculate. It's total speculation. But, I mean, she's such a fashion queen. She really is. She's a beautiful woman, and she knows how to dress. But she was there lending her support to the children. That's the most important part. So none of the kids saw the jacket. And apparently this jacket is no longer for sale. It was in the spring and summer catalog of, who was it that had this clothing line? One of the clothing lines. I can't remember now. So, but it was in the spring and summer, and now that it's summer, of course, you can't buy summer clothes, so that's not for sale, which I've never understood in the fashion business. Why is it in the summer you can't buy summer clothes? Or is this something that is much to do about nothing? And why am I even wasting my time on this thing? Phone number is 855-295-6600. 855-295-6600. There were people very critical of her. Some of them said she was very insensitive, that it was heartless, that it was unthinking. Oh, no, she thought about it. No question about it. But she did not show it to the kids. Nobody at the shelters knew that this was going on. So who was the message for? 855-295-6600. Sharon, wait a minute. Hold on. I got to get my... Sharon, hi. Welcome. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Tom. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
This was done just as a ploy to take everybody's mind off the kids and what they put on the back of her jacket. I don't think she wanted it. She's very classy. She's very upstanding.
Yep.
And this was something that was put on after she took that jacket off. And it's working because we are all talking about it all over the country now, aren't
sure.
we?
Sure. Sure.
And that's what it was all about.
Well, but the jacket apparently, if it was still for sale, it's Zara, that you could go down to your local Zara store and buy this thing for $39. That's what it retails
right, and
for.
They're sold out. All
yes.
over the country.
Yes.
And but, again, I do believe it was a ploy.
So did somebody go get the jacket? Did somebody go get the jacket, you think, and said, hey, Melania, we want you to wear this today?
I think they took her jacket and wrote on it. And
No.
Said,
that's
what your husband wants.
No. That's the way it comes. That's the way it comes from the store.
With that wrote on the back of it?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't see that. Sorry, but yeah, I think her husband wanted her to wear that.
I think so. I thought I read where this is the... Well, you know, now you got me wondering, Sharon. I don't want to say something that I'm not sure of. I thought mm-hmm. the jacket... So you think somebody put like big tape on the on a otherwise green jacket? Maybe you're right. I don't know.
So. If you take a military jacket, that's yeah. what it looks like, and you put lettering on it and stick, that's what it looks like was done. Mm-hmm. Because I saw that done. My husband was a 20-year Navy man, and I've seen that the guys put things on their jackets when they went on leave, and that's when it came to really? My mind. That's what's going on.
Crazy Navy
and again,
guys.
It has...
You married a one of those sailors? Off. You married a sailor?
I sure did. I did. And it's all throughout the family. You know, everybody took their service. And my daughter's fiance is being deployed right now to the Middle East. So we believe in service because we are in the freest country in the world.
Yeah, God bless you and your family. My father-in-law was an Annapolis grad. And I was Army,
mm-hmm.
and I loved the man. He's not no longer here, but I loved the man. But he never let go of the go Navy beat Army. I mean, it didn't matter.
That's it, Tom. Thank you so much today for taking my
Thanks.
Call. You have
Thanks,
a wonderful
Sharon.
Weekend.
Thanks. You too. I appreciate it. I think she might be. I think Sharon's right. I think this jacket. I'm looking online. I see the jacket. A woman, Old Navy's women's twill for $34. Zara jackets and coats. I think she's right. I don't think it's written on the jacket. I thought. Well, then who put that on there? She knew it was on there. All right. 855-295. 6600. I thought it was some new crazy fashion where you put big letters on jackets, but anybody know for sure? We'll be right back. Some of you get pretty vicious. The problem is you've got to find somebody that cares.
Tom Sullivan.
Okay, now I think we've got a read on this jacket. I think it does come from, well, it's not for, it's from 2 years ago. Oh my gosh, she's wearing a 2-year-old style. It's from 2 years ago. It doesn't appear to be for sale anymore. It's Zara.com. If I was Zara, I would get those things back on the shelf today. But apparently, $39 jacket. Slogan t-shirts, which I was talking about, been around for a long, long time. But apparently what's in right now are statement clothing. And you can buy shirts at Dior. We should all be feminist. Okay, I think I've seen some of those. Prabal Gurung, I am an immigrant. Christian Siriano, people are people. Even the red baseball cap, make America great again. All statement clothing, which apparently is the hot thing. So I would love to have a jacket that says, I don't care. I really don't. No political message. That's my attitude about things in life. 855-295-6600. Casey in California. Hello, Casey.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking the call.
You bet.
The Trumps set a giant bear trap for the media, and everybody stepped into it because the optics on the immigrant thing was so bad. You immediately lost half of the TV coverage and the media coverage to the jacket.
No. No. I'm sorry. Well, oh, that's right. What immigrant problem? I don't know what you're talking about, Casey. I have no idea. I don't know what you're talking about. What do you?
And then
the
immigrant
immigrant problem did not go away for one iota.
Well, they tried.
Well, they tried.
Deception and distraction and tactics. It's like, you know, all the women in the United States are going to be dying to see what Melania is causing trouble with, and the guys are just going to be dying to see what she looks like.
Yeah.
So that's all it takes to increase your, you know, ratings on the media circuit is to get something.
I don't know. I want to think there's something. I want to say it's a fashion thing, and she's like on the cutting edge. And then I read this jacket from 2 years ago, but the statement clothes are in right now. So I'm going to get my suit jackets with statements on the back of them. I'll tell you.
You know, they're cashing in on the divisiveness of the country, and people are making big time money on it.
Yeah. Oh, fine.
You know, if Donald walked out of the White House wearing a blue tie, it would become national news. Because he's always wearing red ties.
It's funny because Steve Forbes gave me a tie one day, and I wore it on the air. And I can't believe how many comments I got about the Forbes tie that I had on. Like, I was doing advertising for them. I just thought it's a nice tie. It's a green tie. And you got to look really close to see that it says Forbes on it. But I like Steve. He's a friend.
And it has to look good on TV, too.
And it looked great, I thought. So I don't know. That's as wild of a statement as I have ever done. But I'm going to get one of these I don't care jackets.
Yeah, and then people will be asking you, what is it that you don't care about? I mean, yeah. I mean, you can come up with just about any topic you want at that
point. Do you think Melania went along with it? Because she doesn't seem very political to me.
Well, you sit there and you throw the timing of something like this out there. It's like, when in the history of the United States has the First Lady ever done anything like that? Has ever worn anything
Never.
That was...
Especially when she's showing that she cares by going down and making the trip down to... that Texas and in the middle of a huge storm down there, and she, you know, she did all that showing she cared.
More distraction. What was she thinking at the moment? What was the plan?
I don't know, but you're right. Women are all watching the fashion, and the men are. Now you sound very sexist.
But I'm
with you.
But she's, well, I mean, you do have to admit, she is probably the most smoking hot first lady we've ever had.
Best Truman, I'm not quite sure. It's between, I'm not sure. Beauty is the eye of the beholder. That I'll get out of it that way, I hope. Casey, you're going to get me in trouble. I do appreciate the call. What's this? New York Times says, Melania Trump, agent of coat chaos. That's who she is. She's a coat chaos agent.
From New York City to the world, Tom Sullivan.
Hello, world. How are you? Happy Friday to you. We are talking about something that's really critical here, and that is the First Lady's jacket. I mean, come on. We've been just pounding away on pretty serious, pretty darn serious topics about the kids on the border. That's just dominated this whole week, and I think the story will die down, but the issue won't go away. There's unaccompanied kids coming, and the rules say you got to do something with them. You can't throw them out. But so Melania wears this jacket. The fashion commentators are saying that slogan T-shirts have been a vehicle for communication. They're back in vogue in the last year or two with the political upheaval. And that fashion is a very powerful billboard, and it's become a way people feel comfortable communicating a message without carrying placards or holding protest signs. So I really don't care, do you, What was the message about? I think Melania is just so fashion conscious that she wanted to wear this jacket. So who was the message to? What I don't know. Let's talk to Kim in Sacramento. Hi, Kim. Welcome. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Hi, Tom. Thank you for taking my call. I listen to you all the time. Years going on now.
Thank you.
Thank you. I think Melania, she's not stupid. She put the jacket on with a purpose, and I seriously believe it was just, I don't care for the media. That's what I believe. It's my opinion. I mean, she has been attacked for wearing high heels on the tarmac.
Right.
It just goes on. It just goes on and on with the stupid stuff. In my opinion, it doesn't have anything to do with the immigrant issue, which is huge. She obviously has a caring heart there. I believe
she's an immigrant, first and foremost. So, yes. Yeah.
Legal.
Very much so. I don't know. The media, I'll tell you, the other thing that I'll go back, what was it, 3 weeks ago or something like that, when she had her medical procedure and she went quiet.
Yeah.
Everybody was curious, is she okay? Is she okay? I don't know if it was a genuine, is she okay? I worried about her. Or was it, aha.
Right.
Something's wrong. She's got a problem.
Well, I feel that she's been under attack. Her whole family's been under attack. And I've never seen anything like this. I mean, Michelle Obama wore whatever she wore in Walmart. And, there were a few comments. But I've never seen anything like this.
If I remember right, I remember Michelle Obama getting a bunch of heat for wearing sleeveless blouses. Remember that? I'm going, what's wrong with a sleeveless blouse? But somebody decided, let's pick on the fact that she's showing her forearms. I don't know.
Her forearms and whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. It's just tit for tat on both sides. But in this case, I don't believe she chose it without knowing, but I don't think she chose it to start a big stir. I think she was just like, I am tired of this media. I am tired of everybody freaking picking
me apart.
Let
me ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
Is she tired of doing the whole first lady thing?
Well, she may be. She's in for a big thing. I mean, I don't know that she ever really wanted to put her life to that extent with her kids and everything. But having said that, she is where she is, and she'll support her husband and the country.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but I don't think that statement was, I don't care about the country, I'm out of here.
No, I don't think it was about the country, but I would imagine, your husband gets a job, okay, fine, he got a job over at the XYZ company. No, that's normal, but. But in this job, you get drug along whether you like it or not. And so like all first ladies, I think a lot of them go, oh, I would love my life back again. I don't know.
I'm sure. I mean, I'm sure. I believe she supports Trump, her husband, and the country. But I'm sure she's like,
if you think
home with my kids and.
Think about the life that she. Think about the life that Donald Trump had before, which
I know
it was perfectly fine. He was running around making lots of money, getting publicity here and there, his own airplane, his own everything. It seemed like his golf courses, all that stuff. Now the guy can't breathe without everybody piling bricks on him. So. I just wonder if both of them are wondering, what did we get? We gave up a pretty nice life.
Well, I'm sure, but Trump hasn't backed down on anything considering he, quote, gave up a pretty nice life.
No, I think he
gave on a lot of things, and I think
Yeah.
I think he's a fighter.
Oh, I think he's loving every minute of this, but I also think that he looks wanefully at what life was like before, and I'm sure he's tackling this job like a bull in the china closet. I think he loves it, but
he's been attacked. He's been attacked because he had some stands, and that's why we voted him in, those of us who did, because he had some pretty strong, deliberate stands. And even those who voted him in are like, okay, well, I'm not sure about how he's doing everything. But at the same time, that's why he's there.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
I don't know. I got to give him a lot of respect for that. And yeah, for Melania, but I'm sure she's like, I can't wait till it's over. I'm sure.
I think wasn't it Michelle Obama who I think almost said that, or at least she looked like it on that last day, man, when they passed the baton to the Trumps, it was like, whoopee, we're out of here. I would think.
Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine the pressure. I cannot.
They're in prison. They're in prison. You go to the White House and you're surrounded by guards. You can't. You're in prison.
Every day.
Every day, I know.
And then in judgment every other.
Yeah.
Well, Tom, I've loved listening to you, and I thank you
thank
for getting
you.
Me on the air and voicing
thank
my
you.
Opinion.
Thank you. Well, I'm glad you called today. I get the fashion commentary in from you, Kim, but thank you so much. I do appreciate the call. She's a quiet woman. She doesn't say much. She's given a few little speeches here and there, but not much. Very quiet. She was quiet about whatever her kidney thing was that she had. The Be Best thing she came out and introduced. Not a lot. She's pretty quiet. I'm not quite sure what this is all about. Let's get Brenda in here real quick if we can. Brenda, hi. Welcome. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. What do you think?
Well, this thing, I never call into radio stations. It's my first time, but this is just driving me crazy because she, and I don't even know if it's her or somebody else, but I think she can be also the innocent bystander in this, but I think it was worn on purpose for some kind of point to be made, and it probably is true to the media, but that was an inappropriate time to wear it when we're having a national crisis about all these kids, and you wear a coat like that. It's like, come on, aren't there political people surrounding her telling her, oh, you should wear purple, you should wear pink, you should wear
I know,
this. Oh,
but,
no, don't wear that, they'll say this.
But I can't see her being told what to do either. I think she's a pretty strong woman. She may be quiet.
So that's why I think the lady before me, I think what she said, which I hadn't thought about, the message was probably meant to the media, because later that night when I was watching MSNBC, Trump posted on Twitter something about the jacket, not caring, and then at the end it
right. It was about the media, but I'm gonna get cut off here with the break. But all right, Brenda, thank you.
Tom Sullivan.
Well, before we get out of here for the week, yesterday, just before the show, we got word that Charles Krauthammer had passed away at the age of 68, and nobody was surprised because 2 weeks ago, he wrote a letter to all that he had about 2 weeks to live. And it's been, I guess, about a year ago, I don't know the exact date, when Charles disappeared from writing his syndicated column for the Washington Post and syndicated other newspapers, and also stopped showing up on Special Report with Brett Baer on the Fox News Channel. He was a regular feature on there and a fixture on there. But they said he had an illness, and then he had surgery, and then, well, he wasn't back yet because the surgery didn't do what it was supposed to do. And then another medical delay. And finally, 2 weeks ago, he wrote the letter saying that he is dying of cancer and he had 2 weeks to live. Charles would when somebody would say, how did you become such a brilliant columnist? How do you become a columnist? And he said, well, first you go to medical school, because that's what he did. He went to, he got accepted into Harvard Medical School. And in at the end of his freshman year, during the summer, he went over to a friend's, and somebody played around with the diving board and put it at the shallow end, and he dove in and broke his neck. It was paralyzed pretty much from the neck down. He went back to medical school, even though he was suffering and trying to recover and learn how to deal as a guy who became a paraplegic. But his arms were, he had all kinds of contraptions to help him with his arms. But he finished his medical school at Harvard on time and then went on to get a specialty in psychiatry. But he did not like anybody to bring up that accident that he was paralyzed. He always felt, he told people that he did not like people to make a big deal about his disability. And I knew that about Charles. So whenever I worked with him, I put a photo up on our Facebook page of Charles and me from about a year and a half ago. And I knew that he was in a wheelchair, but you don't say anything about it. You don't talk about it because he says he doesn't want anybody to make a big thing about his disability. And he used to tell people, and the worst thing is when people say how courageous I am. He said, the terrible thing is that people are going to judge me now by a different standard. He knew he was paralyzed the minute his head hit the bottom of the swimming pool, he said. And he said, now people are going to judge me by a different standard. He says, if I can just muddle through life, people will say I had a great achievement because I'm in a wheelchair, and look at that. Isn't that great? He got through life. But he said, that would be the worst. That would be the greatest defeat of my life if I allowed that. He said, I decided if I can make people judge me by the old standard, that would be the triumph. That's what I try to do. And Charles Krauthammer, just a brilliant man, was an inspiration to a lot of people that are in wheelchairs or have disabilities because of the fact that he did not let that stop him. Did not, and was an inspiration to a lot of people with disabilities. Jonah Goldberg was on, the writer from the National Review, was on Fox News earlier this morning and had this to say about Charles and the fact that he was actually a happy warrior.
You know, it's funny. From the outside, when you watch Charles on TV or when you read his column, Britt was sort of making this point last night as well. There was always, and I've said all these things to his face, you know, that there was always this sort of Dr. Strangelove kind of dark, harshness to his appearance for a lot of people because he was just so blisteringly smart and he could be so blunt and so sort of surgical in his analysis that it would sometimes seem like he didn't have a lot of feelings. He was just giving this dispassionate analysis. But then, you know, when you actually saw him in the green room here at Fox, or you saw him, you know, elsewhere over a meal or anything like that, all of that melted away. And he was this unbelievably happy warrior.
Yeah, that's my experience with him, too. He was a lot of fun. Pretty funny guy. He had a very dry wit, but it was hilarious. So Jonah goes on about the fact that he was a great man and a man of integrity.
You know, Washington is full of people who, at the end of their lives, at the goodbye, at their funerals, at their memorial services, people are going to read really impressive resumes. And Charles has among the most impressive resumes of anybody you'll ever meet. But his life wasn't about his resume. It was about his life is going to end with a eulogy where you speak well of the man himself. Charles was one of the most decent, compassionate, the most glorious mensch is the only way I can put it, people I've ever met in my entire life. He cared deeply about people. He did unbelievable small kindnesses for people that you wouldn't think someone of his prominence and schedule alone, never mind his physical condition, could do. But he cared passionately about people. He cared about relationships. He was truly one of the most wonderful people I've ever known.
Yeah. So when somebody passes away, everybody says nice things about them. But I don't know of anybody who ever said unkind things about Charles Krauthammer when he was with us. So he is a brilliant man who will be missed. His insight and his smarts and the way that, like Jonas said, he wasn't trying to be mean or nasty. He just saw through to the point he wanted to make so clearly that that's really what dominated whenever he spoke. And whenever he spoke, everybody got quiet. They wanted to hear what Charles had to say. So, sadly, that voice is gone. But he's going to be missed. He was a wonderful man. So, well, let's wrap up the week. And with the full comment line ban, finally, we've had 8 days in a row with the Dow down. One more day, it would have been setting a record set in 1974. But they turned it around today. The market up 119 points, 24,580. I think the market was mostly just oversold. The S&P up 5. The NASDAQ down 20 today. The price of oil bounced up because Saudi Arabia and Iran have worked out a deal to increase production, but only about 600,000 barrels, so it's not a lot. So the market was disappointed on that. Crude oil went up to $69, and gold will cost you $1,271. This caller on the comment line has a suggestion for Melania.
Melania's next message to the media should be a jacket with a picture of a hammer and a bag of sand.
That might be what we see. And this caller's as frustrated as you are with some of the other callers.
All I could say, Tom, is thank goodness it's Friday. It sounds like you're ready for the weekend.
Yes, sir, I am. And your reading assignment is the Constitution, for gosh sakes. Have yourself a great weekend. See you back here on Monday.